7th of 8th of August, on page Kufmem Gimel. First parak, really, of Da'asa Tzmeinu. As he said in that first paragraph, we're not here to discuss all of the forces that man has within him, but how to relate to them, how to relate to the forces we uncover within ourselves, which ones to distance, which ones to embrace, which ones to make peace with, and which ones to be ashamed of, etc. Second paragraph. Garcina and Sanhedrin Sadi Aleph and Aleph. Amar and Perichelik and Sanhedrin. Amrlei Antoninus Larebi. Antoninus said to Rebbe, Guf and Shami, Yechol and Lifter, Atzvan Min Hadin. Body and soul can both exempt themselves from the ultimate judgment. Ketzad, how so? Guf omer neshama chata. The body will say, you find me guilty that I sinned. It was the soul that sinned. Shemiyam shepir shemimani hareini mutal ke'evan domim bekever. For the day that it left me, I've been like a inanimate stone in the grave. All the trouble I caused was only under the influence and with the participation of the neshama. As soon as she left, I didn't do anything wrong. So the body says, I am exculpated and exonerated. It's the neshama's fault. The neshama omeres guf chata. The neshama says, the body sinned. Shemiyom shepirashti mimenu hareini parachas ba'avir katzipor. For the day that I left it, I separated from it, I'm flying in the air like a bird. I'm not involved in any of the things the body was involved in. It's the body's fault. That is what Antonina said to Rebbe, asking some kind of deep philosophical question. I'll give you an analogy what it's like. The Melech Basav Adam is a human king. Shahilo pardes noe v'hayu bo, I guess you read bechoros, maybe bikuros naos. He had a beautiful orchard, and he had in it, I believe that means like fresh figs, like bikurim. There were new fruits, very nice new figs. So he set up there two guards, but they had a challenge. One was lame, and one was blind. So the lame person said to the blind person, I see that there's nice figs here in the orchard. So we're standing here, it's getting hungry. There's no concession stand. Carry me. I can't walk. Carry me over. We'll get them. You can't see them. I can't walk. Carry me and we'll eat them. So the lame person rode on top of the blind person. They brought them and they ate them. Ate up all the fruit. The Yamim Ba Bala Pardes, a little while later, a few days later, the master of the orchard, who we said is really the king, came. Amari said, Becharas Naz Hechenheim, where are my fruit? Amar Lochiger, Klumi Eshli Raglaim Lalach, man, don't look at me. I couldn't have gotten to them. I can't even walk. Amar Lasuma, the blind man, said, Klumi Eshli Naim Leros, fruit. What fruit? Never saw any fruit here. Ma'asa? What did the king do? Hirkiv chigir agave sima vidana san ke'echa. So he wasn't fooled. It wasn't a foolish person. He put the lame person on top of the blind person. He judged them together. So they weren't innocent. He put them together and judged them. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe neshama v'zarka baguf v'dano san ke'echad. So does Kadosh Baruch Hu take the neshama, puts it together, throws it into the body, and judges them as a unit. Independently, they couldn't cause trouble. but together they can. So I have to think about what this guy, all agaritas, all the drushim, and all the stories in the Gemara are telling us deep ideas in simple parables that are easy to say over, but to really grasp what they mean, you have to really think and analyze. So let's see how Rav Volba unpacks this for us. Kochos hanefesh, kochos aguf. Spiritual faculties and physical faculties. Shneim shomrim lepardes hanoa shuva adam va'olama. They are both guards for the beautiful orchard, which is man and his world. The usage of pardes in this mashal is not just...
He's talking about Chalam Haba.
No, he's talking really about Olam Hazeh.
Olam Hazeh?
Yeah.
Pardes?
Yeah.
It's
all of man's potential. They are the guards for man and his world. Ahevdal b'neim hurak. The difference between the neshama and the guf is just kikochos aguf heim ivrim. The faculties of the body are blind. They're foolish. They have function but not wisdom. Vikochos hanefesh pikchim. The faculties of the soul are wise. Pikach, it can literally mean to have your eyes open, but it means to have your intellectual eyes open. They're wise. They're pikchim. Tavas achayim mamritzo son of shkod al brio seinu. Uvisakona himafila kol kochos seinu. The desires of life, the base desires, the physical desires, like goad us to be diligent about our health, but they operate with great danger. So they have a balance. They're necessary, keep us going, but they also have risk. In order to guard the spark of life, these are necessary forces with danger. That's what they are. Tavas hamin mamritzo sanu liyasid bayezul holid bonim. Means like sexual desire brings a person to establish a house and have children.
Prone to abuse.
Huh? Yeah, they have to be guarded. Hakina mamrito son of shtadl hasagas pranasim mechubedes. Jealousy or desire for things goads us to work hard to achieve honorable pranasa. Avas hayaladim mamrito son of tapal betinokas ulgadlam. He's giving examples. Love of children goads a person to deal with children and to raise them. These are basic yearnings that people have that don't have to be l'shem shemaim at all. The world, to some degree, continues to exist and functions because of yearnings like these and others. These forces are great guard, elevated great guards for man. The ability to pursue these things is a little bit like the chigir. He's blind, but he can do things. A little bit like the suma. He has no eyes. I'm 100% sure how the mashal plays out, but there's no judgment, but there's yearnings. Lama heim shomer osanu einam yodim heim ivrim. Why do they guard us? They don't know. They're blind. As the desires of Kadosh Baruch Hu put within people that happen to have a function, if utilized with wisdom, they're guards. If unchecked, they can also be very damaged. That's because they have no judgment. They're blind. Hashomer pikeach yeh neshama. The wise guard is the neshama. He roas amatara. She sees the goal. Now she doesn't have these faculties in the first place, but she can advise the guf and say, yeah, you have that yearning or that inclination, and here's how to use it. Here's how to use it to your advantage. Don't use it that way, that's to your detriment. She can give direction to our lives. El malishov, what to yearn for. Lifnei milava, before whom to serve. Malahasig, what to get. Zeu inyan haneshama b'shmiras pardes achayim. This is the concept of the soul in the guarding of the orchard of life. The val nishtamish b'kocho seinu lashov. That we shouldn't use our faculties for vanity, for Noah. And we should know how to salvage them for a true goal. Chigeres hi haneshama. The neshama is lame. She'ein le'el yoda levatzea she'ifasa ritzonim b'koach atzma. Because it can't carry out its yearnings, which are wise yearnings, with its own koach. The neshama can see, this makes sense, that doesn't make sense, this is good, but it doesn't have the faculties to bring you to those things. You'll notice in the story,
of the lame person wanted
the payers. Yeah, well, it was responsive to the neshama, though. Right? No, I'm sorry. No. The chigir is the one that initiates desire. Right? The chigir is blind. The chigir wants things. He can see. I keep confusing. I'm sorry. The chigir would be the neshama. Right? Yes, it's a little backwards. The neshama can be duped, can be pulled into the body's yearnings. So, the lame person with vision is supposed to be the neshama, really supposed to use his eyes to judge. In the story, he mentions that he sees this, so the neshama can misuse his relationship with the guf. But the way we just described it is the way it's supposed to function.
Shama's figure, it's lame. Cannot function without the body.
Right, but it has eyes, and the Summa has functionality, but has no eyes. Yeah. But in order to carry out things, it needs the vessels of the guf. So the body and soul together complete each other. B'shmiras ha'adam v'achayim, guarding man and life. Ha'guf nosin es ha'kochos. Guf gives the faculties. V'neshama es ha'tzura. Neshama gives the form, which is like the judgment. A lot of Sfarim talk about chomer and tzura. Something's just provide material, but they have no judgment. The wise person says, okay, how much plastic do I need to make this? How much metal? How do I shape it? The Chomer provided us here. Here's blessing. So when we talk about tzura, form really means judgment. How do you carve that? How much? In what shape?
Intelligence.
Right. Kivun. So he says when the combination is correct, they come to tikkun, which is the goal. And we'll have to see more about how they interplay tomorrow.